joining us now, our Fox correspondent, Jeff Manasso, in Chicago. And the story that I first saw this, Jeff, and I thought, wait a minute. Ohio is passing a bill to make swatting a felony. I thought they were talking about swatting your kids for bad behavior. Well, that could apply, I guess. But this is about law enforcement and SWAT teams. What the heck is going on? You have to have a law about this? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, it's gotten pretty out of hand of late. So this is the act of making prank 911 calls, for example, the fake active shooter. And then police arrive. They show up in big numbers. They respond to a particular address. They're armed. They're on high alert looking for a shooter. And in some cases, it's been deadly, where they've actually opened fire and killing people. Happened in Kansas in 2017, happened in Tennessee. And so there's right now it's a misdemeanor, a crime in Ohio, though legislation would make swatting a third degree felony. Now, if somebody got hurt in the case of a swatting call, that would be a second degree felony, and even more jail time. It's House Bill 462, and so it passed the House. And now goes to the state Senate. We know Governor Mike DeWine, former attorney general there, he's been always tough on crime. He'll likely sign that as soon as it passes both chambers. And so, yeah, that legislation now moves to the Ohio Senate.
Yeah, I saw those stats you were talking about as far as how many incidents like this are occurring around the country and have occurred around the country. And I'm just thinking to myself, what idiot picks up the phone, calls 911 to fake an active shooter situation? I mean, you're just asking for monster trouble there. I would think this would be a felony across the country, but as you said, it's a misdemeanor in Ohio for now, but that's soon to change, hopefully. Is this not a felony across the board? Apparently not.
No, it's not. And there's been some pushes on the national level to increase the crimes for these types of calls. Really, that began within the gaming community. And it has just moved on to all sorts of pranksters. I mean, just yesterday alone, 15 schools across North Carolina were swatted. High-profile people, politicians, others have also been targeted by these bogus and again, sometimes deadly calls. So the FBI in Charlotte says they're in touch with local law enforcement. They're investigating. But according to the FBI, JT, about 400 swatting incidents happen across the country each year, and they're hard to track. Virtual private networks, proxy sites, and other anonymity tools make it difficult for them to track people down.
Well, I think you're right, Jeff. This ought to be a felony, no matter what state you live in. The police have a job to do. They're busy enough as it is. And to call 911 with a fake story about potential loss of life and active shooters, absolutely. Go to jail for a year, minimum. Minimum. Quit doing this. It's insane. All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Jeff Manasso, our Fox correspondent.